This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before I start the podcast, I need to send out a thank you message to all my wonderful patrons. These are people that have signed up to donate each month money to help support the podcast. I appreciate them so much. They are Sean Poole, David and Jennifer Evans, Jeff Ulmer, Sylvian Groth, Liz Brunson, Yetta, Steve Van Zack, Robert Brown, Rob Barnett, Bella Corey, John Munson, Betsy Hodges, Levi Peter, Elizabeth Brunson, Stephen Malio, Steve Rogers, Dale Hosack, Terry Smith, Chris Bloom, and Mary Thomas. Thank you guys for being part of this community. If you want to join Patreon, it's really easy. Go to patreon.com, search for Seth Lessing Bruce, and from there you can log on and sign up for as little as $1 a month. Doing that, you get a handwritten thank you note from me. At certain tiers, you get unedited episodes, you get preview episodes, and you also can join my advisory council. These are the group of supporters who get first notice of when I'm trying something new, and they are able to give us feedback on what they think of these new projects. So thank you guys for being part of this. Now then, let's get on with the conversation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Seth Lessing Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I am your host, Jesse Jackson. We are getting off the Bruce train, though I'm sure he will come up, as he often does, and we're talking running, we're talking autism, and we are talking that my guest looks as a sharp-dressed man. Caden is rocking a coat, tie, and sunglasses. And for those of you who are seeing this on video, you can tell he is making me look shabby in my Seth Lessing Bruce t-shirt. Caden, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Yeah. So to start off, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Caden McWayne, as I'm sure everyone can tell from the title and my little name tag type thing in the corner. I'm an autistic college student, writer, and an activist, and a music connoisseur, and I'm basically on a mission to spread as much awareness about autism, a cause not taken seriously enough in society, as possible. Throughout my life, I was told I wouldn't amount to anything because I was on the spectrum, but time again, thanks to my family and my overall work ethic, I was able to prove the naysayers wrong.
Good for you, and we're going to get into that. I appreciate it. Before we hit record, Caden said he was an open book. He's open to discuss any topics. I'm looking forward to going down this path, but I always like to start at the beginning. So talk about where did you grow up and what kind of music was your family listening to when you were younger?
Oh, man. I grew up all over. I was born in Kingston, New York.
Okay.
I think it's just outside the city. Okay. I really don't. No, and then when I was 10 years old, we moved to Arizona for a year, Phoenix, Arizona. And during that time there, I actually got to have a vacation in California Yeah, Huntington Beach, to be exact. That was a very enjoyable experience for me. And then when I was 11, 1 year later, because the Arizona school system was, quite frankly, horrible. Like one time I asked my teacher to change the grade for me, and she obliged. We moved to Tennessee and we lived there for 5 years. And that's where my overall passion for music began. And then for my college career, I now live in Ohio, Kent, Ohio, to be exact.
Where is that in Ohio?
I think that's an hour away from Cleveland, but 30 minutes away from Akron.
Okay. You mentioned that there was a moment where you started, music became a passion. Can you remember that specific moment? If so, can you tell me what it was?
I think it was my time in Tennessee. See, I was surrounded by all types of music. Tennessee is one of the music capitals of the world.
Absolutely,
You
yes.
have your country music fans, you have your southern rap, you have your hard rock, you have Elvis, you have all that.
Yeah, the
So
Stax
from a
Museum, rhythm and blues, soul, absolutely.
yes. Oh, hi. Decided I wanted to be a musician, and I was so dead set on making music a career. But the problem was, it was a bit unrealistic. You have to be Lady Gaga to make it in the music industry.
Yeah.
This year I decided that PR was the best way to go if I want to do music. So I'm hoping
Okay.
to be a music PR person. But I would say my time in Tennessee really ignited my passion for music.
Caden, do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I sing and I play guitar and drums.
Making music for its own sake is something important, correct? So
Correct.
good for you. So you talked about you're an advocate for autism. When were you diagnosed? And tell me that story.
Yeah, absolutely. I was diagnosed when I was 2 years old. I'm 19 going on 20 now.
Okay.
And coincidentally, and I always find this funny, I'm not saying it's true, it was right after I got the smallpox vaccination. And I just always find that funny because I know that conspiracy is always floating around. Oh, I couldn't talk until I was 7 years old. And
Okay.
until first grade, I went to a special needs school, a special education school. And then it was my dad that pushed me to be mainstream in the public school system, if you
Okay.
because he knew I was capable of so much more than being the stereotypical low functioning, you have to be put in a mental person's home making spaghetti necklaces for the rest of your life. Yeah, that's an inside joke in my family.
Yeah, I don't know the joke, but I love it. It is, I think there is that cliche, correct? That if you're in that spectrum, there are certain things that people put you in a box that say you can't do this because of X. And yeah. And so do you give your dad a lot of the credit for helping you to help push that and help giving you that belief in yourself?
I absolutely give my dad and my stepmom the credit for pushing me to embrace my gift and believe in myself. Because autism is still a very complex thing. There's the higher end of spectrum, where you have Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Dan Aykroyd, all these amazing people who did these amazing things but were just socially awkward. But you
Right.
also have the lower end, which is the people who can't walk, who can't talk, and who aren't capable of taking care of them. Some they end up, as I said, under a conservative SIP in a group home or even worse. But my parents have been in my corner even when I didn't deserve it. Since the day I was born. Or one time, and this is something I'm always grateful for him for, my
Yeah.
middle school completely cut off my services without my parents' consent, and they let him have it. That they wrote letters to every single autism organization in Tennessee and a state senator because they knew that those services would help me become who I am today.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of Scary Guys, Skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
What? Give me an example of some of the battles you've had to fight, Caden. What is an example of something that, you know, that normally that people would assume this is something you can't do? And I know we're going to talk about running in a minute, but is there something else where you've had to push to be accepted that it seems silly that you should have to fight for that?
As I said, the middle school cutting my IEP services without my parents' consent. That was a huge one for me, because from what I hear, that's illegal.
Yeah, and when you say IEP, what does that mean?
Individualized Education Plan. Okay. It's basically, if you have special needs, you get a bit of a plan as a way to help you succeed, if you will. Like occupational therapy, physical therapy, that kind of thing. And in elementary school, I had it throughout my entire education career. I hated it, as any elementary schooler.
Sure.
But looking back at it, and it was very helpful. Mm-hmm. But middle school, boom, completely cut off without parental consent or my parents even knowing. And when they asked why they did that, the principal said, "Oh, we can't tell. He has autism. Put him in the robotics program. Sorry. Good day." Now, to be fair, this was in Tennessee, so they, of course, you're going to expect ableism, racism, Republican cliches. But the fact that they decided it was appropriate to cut my services off in middle school, that's ridiculous. I'm actually thinking about filing an ADA claim against them.
Yeah. What do you, and I was going to say this to later in the podcast, but I think it's a good time to bring it up. What are some of the misconceptions that people have about people on the spectrum, or like for yourself? What are misconceptions they have?
Oh, man, where do I begin? That autism is caused by vaccine? That's definitely not true. And if you believe that, you're putting your child in danger. That autism can be cured by bleach tablets, and there are bleaching mechanisms where you can give your child bleach and boom, the autism goes away. Definitely not true. In fact, you could potentially poison your child.
Sure, absolutely.
You give them back the ignorance. As I said, the biggest one is that all people with autism are dumb. Definitely not true. As I said, you have Dan Aykroyd, who was on Spectrum. He wrote one of the greatest scripts of all time, the Coneheads script. Daryl Hannah was on Spectrum, still starred in one of the most successful movies in the 80s, Blast. Temple Grandin, who I had the opportunity to interview for a class project, he went through a lot in high school due to being diagnosed, and he was actually expelled for throwing a book at a girl who called her VR word, he still went on to become an icon of the animal rights movement, and apparently, I learned this a couple weeks ago, he invented a hugging machine.
Yeah, I remember the HBO movie about her and was had never heard of her and was fascinated by that story and thought, so were you aware that you had autism and it's asking someone, and I know it's a dumb question, like, hey, when did you realize you were blank? But is a lot of the reasons why you are driven the way you are is you've talked about your stepmother and your father, but what are some of the internal things you've had? Have you had self-doubts? Have you had thoughts about Caden? Do you sometimes doubt yourself?
I absolutely did when I was a teenager, and I think it was due to the amount of bullying and pettiness I was getting from the school system and the students. But as I got older, I'm 19 going on 20 now, I learned to not give the negative people the time of day because they're honestly missing out on a really cool person who could potentially make their lives or their workplace extremely better. During high school, there was actually a rumor going around my cross-country team that I was faking my autism for attention. And apparently, my big sister told me this. She used to go to my high school. She went for a time during a dark period in her life to get away from the toxic lifestyle she was living.
Okay.
And she was on the cross country team, and she heard that rumor going around that I was faking autism, which is another misconception that people fake autism when, quite frankly, I feel like people should be able to know what autism looks like. It's a complicated thing, like I said, but it's simply the person not understanding social cues and misunderstanding social situations, if you will.
Yeah. I want to talk about your experience of how you discovered running and what about that spoke to you, Caden?
Oh, I don't run anymore. I haven't had time like I used to, although I am
But in high school, you did, correct?
Yeah, and I made the paper for that. But to answer your initial question, I come from a family of runners, too. My family was always running in marathons and races.
Okay.
And my dad was urging me to join the sport, and he recommended cross-country to me. So I did that for 2 years. Then, of course, COVID hit, and I was initially going to do it for the rest of my high school career, but eventually it just stopped being fun. During my time there, we ended up winning 2 back-to-back state championships. And it became less about fun and family, quite frankly, and more about being champions and perfect and X, Y, and Z thing.
I read the articles about it. You were not necessarily, you were not going to be a gifted runner, but you were there to inspire the rest of the team. And as you said, have fun. So talk to me a little bit about that, Caden.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, during my time with the cross country team, it seemed like family. They were always including me, and I had a really close relationship with my only complaint, like I said, was that rumor going around that I was faking my autism and the fact that it stopped being about fun and more about winning championships.
Yeah. Let's switch to music for a little bit. You talked about loving music. Tell me about some of your favorite bands. Tell me about people you love to hear play music.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm more into the contemporary modern stuff, but one artist I've been listening to a lot is this guy called Jelly Roll.
Okay.
He's a country artist. He's really good. I also like, and hopefully this doesn't make me lose respect when it comes to music, MGK, aka Machine Gun Kelly, Trippie yeah. Redd, Lil Peep, Juice WRLD. I listen to a lot of DMX, a lot of Tupac, a lot of Notorious B.I.G., a lot of emo stuff like Blink-182, My Chemical Romance, We Came As Romans. But yeah. I'm a fan of any type of music.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Talk to me. Why are you listening to Jelly Roll right now? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's his lyrics and his story. He started out as a prisoner and a drug dealer, and he was able to clean up his life and become one of the biggest country stars in the world right now.
Good. And what is there songs or albums that have emotional attachment to you that has brought you either inspiration or comfort during dark times in your life?
He is more recent, so I haven't been listening to him that long.
Okay.
He used to be underground, but he just got into the mainstream. But
sure.
I would say one of my favorites from him is Son of a Sinner.
Okay. Talk to me about that.
It is an extremely deep song about addiction. I come from a family of addicts, and I felt a connection to that song in a way.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, I know that's a recent one, but during high school, and when did you like to listen to music when you were running?
It wasn't even allowed on the team.
Okay,
somewhat allowed every now and again, but you have to be really careful not to get caught. But sometimes I like to listen to music while running.
Okay. And any specific songs that mean a lot of that is a great running song that helps you?
It's been a while since I ran, but if I had to choose one running song that I would recommend to any runner out there now, I would recommend This Is The Way by Five Finger Death Punch and DMX.
Okay. Nice. Good. So talk to me, what led you to want to be an advocate for people with autism? Tell me a little bit about that story.
Absolutely. Of course, my own experiences with being treated like garbage from the school system was a huge part, but my advocacy work started with a class project when I was a freshman at Lake Erie College.
Okay.
So the assignment was to make an impact on the community. So my group and I decided on a GoFundMe for Autism Society of America. And we actually raised $1,085 for that organization and won a contest with our project. But the problem was, unfortunately, as typical of the TikTok generation, as I like to call Gen Z, my group only did the assignment to get the grade and the prize we got for winning the contest. And I found that absurd. And I figured if no one else is going to be the leader of this movement, I might as well be it and give a voice to these kids, and hopefully eventually the government actually does their job and helps out people who need it, including those with special needs.
What are challenges you currently exist that you're fighting for that you keep having to do the same thing over and over again, and you keep wondering why can't this change? Is there something specific?
Nothing specific, but just this week, I talked to Todd Lambert, who is superintendent of Littleton School District in Colorado, because there was an incident in their district involving a bus aide, a grown woman, no less, punching a student with autism, a nonverbal student, two of them actually, and getting arrested for And I asked him, look, man, what are you doing to make sure that this never happens again? And we were on the same page, continuing to mandate the training on how to deal with people on the spectrum. And I proposed to him expanding that training to students and parents right. in particular, because I believe everything starts at home. If the parents are negative and mean and nasty to people just because they can, or if they're into Andrew Tate or Alex Jones, or yeah. who's the biggest scumbag on the radio right now, or the biggest scumbag in conservative radio.
Yeah. Back in the day with like Rush Limbaugh, where they pushed that the
Rush Limbaugh. Then the students are gonna become those extremist, ableist, racist, homophobic bullies and take their anger out on the students.
We've talked about the misunderstandings, but I'd love to hear what advice would you give to someone who is dealing with someone who is on the spectrum that is in their life, whether it is a family member, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a fellow student? What are some, and I realize everyone is individual and everyone is different, but is there some generic advice that you would give to us for people to think about and remember?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say for anyone dealing with anyone on the spectrum, or if you have you got this, you're doing great. Don't be hard on yourself if you make a mistake. It's all part of a process. And don't pay attention to anyone who's going to spew negativity or say you're not capable of anything because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And if they are trying to poke your buttons by saying that stuff, don't give them the time of day.
Yeah. Okay. And how about with those of us that are not on the spectrum that are dealing with them? What, besides respect and kindness, what else should we be giving to those of us who are a little different?
I'd say empathy and assistance. No matter the race, sexuality, or disability, you should offer any help and respect and kindness to anyone dealing with whatever they're dealing with. That's the problem with society these days. We're so divided because of our own petty beliefs.
Yeah.
If we put aside those beliefs and realize we're all the same, then I think we could have a perfect country or even a perfect world.
Yeah, I absolutely, well said. What's next for you? What is next on your goals?
Of course, we still got to talk about Thunder Road.
Yes, I promise that. Yes.
But I'm definitely going to continue the advocacy work for as long as possible. And then once I have a successful career in PR, both in music and politics, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm planning on striving for the presidency and from my hat and bring for that. I think this country needs the first autistic president, neurodivergent president in U.S. history. I think it would teach everyone to put aside their petty differences.
Yeah, I get it. I absolutely. You're going to school? What are you, what are you studying?
I'm studying to be a PR major.
Yeah, Caden, I understand that April is Autism Awareness Month. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is basically the month where autism is put in the spotlight and people advocate for it. It's basically a month dedicated to the autism and neurodivergent community.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that, what are some of the goals of highlighting that for a month? Obviously, increasing awareness, understanding. What other goals that for the month that are good that people pursue?
Mainly those two, but I would also say spreading love and compassion no matter what you're going through.
Yeah. If someone wants to get more information about how to learn more about autism and to find more about awareness, is there a place where you recommend going to?
Yeah, one of my favorite organizations is Autism Society of America. So I'd definitely go there. But I'd also say, as controversial as they are, Autism Speaks, because while they have their controversies, they still offer really helpful information.
All right, super. Good for you. All right, Caden, this has been a lot of fun. I've just loved visiting with you, and I appreciate your passion and your story. Before I let you go, I've got to ask you the Mary question. I end all podcasts with the Mary question. What that is, Jay Armstrong was an honors English teacher in the Philadelphia area. He's now retired, but when he was teaching, he would give his students the lyrics to Thunder Road. They would read it, they would discuss it, and they would talk about the themes Bruce explores in the song and the imagery he builds. And then he would ask at the end of the class, does Mary get in the car? So that is your question, Caden. Does Mary get in the car?
Based on listening, I would say C definitely gets in the car.
Okay. Good. And why do you think so?
I think of the themes of love and romance and everything else, and trying to put your differences aside for the name of love. And also, probably not relevant, but it's Bruce Springsteen. Of course you're going to want to get in the car with him.
That is actually an excellent answer, Caden. If someone wants to reach you, how can they?
You can follow me on Facebook, KadinRonald, which is not my actual name. That's my Facebook name, although okay. Ronald is my middle name. You can follow me on Instagram at 73 posts here. You can even follow me on YouTube at Caden73.
All right. That sounds good. Any final thoughts before I let
Keep
you go?
Keep spreading positivity.
I love that. Keep it, yeah. Caden, thank you so much for your time. Listeners, go check out his Instagram, his Facebook page. And I end every podcast with this statement, but I think it's even more effective today. Let's be safe and let's be kind. And let's take care of each other. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for checking out this episode. If you enjoyed our discussion, I hope you will check out other episodes of the podcast. I've spent over 7 years talking to hundreds of music fans from around the world about the power and magic of music. Please follow me on all my socials. I'm still on Twitter, aka X, as Jesse Jackson DFW. The show is at Setlusting Bruce. The show and I are both on Facebook as well. I'm a part of a few other podcasts. On Perfectly Good Podcast, me and my co-host Sylvan are talking about every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. I am part of a few other podcasts. On Perfectly Good Podcast, me and my co-host Sylvan are talking about every John Hyatt song in alphabetical order. Both Perfectly Good Podcast and Setlisting Bruce are part of the Pantheon Podcast Network, where there are dozens of great podcasts about music. Charles and I talk all things Doctor Who on Next Stop Everywhere. I'm joined each week by Lou and Karen on Last Best Hope for Conversation as we discuss Babylon 5 and other pop culture topics. This show can be reached at setlustingbruce@gmail.com. And I would mean the world to me if you could send me feedback on any of the podcasts. Or please reach out to schedule time for you to join me on a future episode. Getting to talk to people about their love of music and their favorite musicians and other creative endeavors is a passion of mine. And I hope that the conversations bring you a little joy, a little love, and a whole lot of light.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett. Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.